You're listening to Leaders Portfolio Audiocast on leadersportfolio.com. I'm your host, Rebecca Blacksmith, here with the president of Green Paper Studio, Tracy Bloom Schwartz. Welcome, Tracy, to Leaders Portfolio.
Thank you, Rebecca. Very excited to be here.
Green Paper Studio is an eco-friendly paper manufacturer. But in addition to this, you also own creative parties in Bethesda with your mother. And so, of course, my first question for you is, did you see a lot of green products being sold at creative parties and then decide to start Green Paper Studio? Or was going green a passion of yours, or was it the business idea?
I would love to say I had so many eco-friendly products that inspired it. But in fact, I'd have to say eco-friendly has been a love of or a belief of mine for a long time. And it's only when I found a critical mass enough of product that I could, in fact, go in that direction legitimately, that I was enough product, enough strength behind it, enough quality behind it, that I could truly bring products to a community.
And so this concept of Green Paper Studio, at what point did you decide to launch this?
The minute I saw the product, which was January, so how many months ago was that? 20 months ago or so.
Okay.
I saw it and decided I would move forward at that point. And I think it was at the moment I saw it, I knew. But it actually was much more of an effort than I ever imagined in terms of developing a site, truly understanding the internet to the extent that we really needed to understand it to deliver a quality site that would really get the message across effectively.
And you had to convince your husband too, right? Because you guys put your own $80,000, your own capital to kind of put money, or did he convince you to do this?
No. He, I think I still have to convince him every single day. How would one say? I think we make a good team. He's definitely got
he's a CFO.
He's
CFO. He's in studio with you.
He's right here. And he's smiling, thank goodness. He has the statistics quantitative background that is more essential in this world than I've ever really been aware of, and especially really over the internet, because the internet you can really track and see minute to minute, literally minute to minute, and word for word, and literally word for word, what you're doing and what that has and how that impacts a potential sale. So I have a vision, I believe, and it's my sense of product, sense of color, sense of design. So it's really the combination of those two things that's going to bring not just a product to market in this, I will say, new world for us, but it's bringing it in an effective manner that meets a new clientele that shop differently than they shop in bricks and mortar, that they think differently than they would if they walk in a store. And it's not just competitive, it's reaching out and touching them in a way that they care to be touched. So it's understanding that.
And you're a semifinalist with the Forbes Boost Your Business competition. And so I got a question for you, and we don't know the outcome yet.
That's
but,
true.
Has it been more valuable, you think, to receive the publicity or the money if you win?
Both would be beautiful. But I will tell you, but as we always say, isn't it great to be nominated? I'd like to win. But it's been wonderful to be nominated, and I would tell you why. From a pure marketing standpoint, I'm not an aggressive marketer. So having this exciting nomination, this selection that's valid, it's allowed me to touch through my website, through my newsletters, through other means that I have, about 4,000 people, and be in touch with fun news. And asking people to vote is a, non-aggressive, it's a safe, wonderful thing. People can help out and vote, as opposed to say, buy from me, you got issues and money. And so it's been a wonderful means of reconnecting with or just touching base with, I would tell you, maybe all 4,000 don't open my emails, but thousands of people. So the exercise itself has been tremendous. Actually, I have a copy of the business plan. I presented to them in front of me because it did force me to get some of my statistics together and document them. And even if that business plan doesn't take me through to the 100,000, the exercise in knowing the business better, in putting together a few more stats that we probably had beforehand, and really touching the number of friends, customers, potential customers has been invaluable. And I can't think of right at this moment another way that I could touch 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 people in a friendly, non-competitive, non-aggressive way and remind them of who we are and, you know, what we're doing at Green Paper Studio. So it's been great.
And we launched a competition here this year at Leaders Portfolio for the 2010 Leaders Portfolio Awards for Business Leader of the Year and Leadership Business of the Year. And we're kind of hoping to do the same thing that that Forbes, you know, kind of the publicity that they gave you, we want to give to leaders. So people, we're encouraging people. We had so many calls in and emails saying, hey, can we nominate a CEO to peer? Hey, and you know, our listeners know we do research and we select CEOs to peer. And so this was a way that people could nominate someone that they knew who was a great leader or somebody that they heard on air. And so that's our new award competition. Here with us, president of Green Paper Studio, Tracy Bloom Schwartz. And you also own creative parties in Bethesda with your mother. And so you get to kind of see what's going on in the economy in two fronts.
Yes,
you're
I
this
do.
Online retailer, mm-hmm. and you've got this storefront. What's going? What are you seeing?
I am seeing, well, right now, I'm seeing the economy inch back up, which is very exciting. But I would say, and I think what you're directing at is over the last 2 years, it's been a very challenging place. Selling invitations and stationery is, I don't want to say a high-end, or not only high-end. I mean, we sell everything from a kid's birthday invitation for $4.95, but definitely sending out an invitation, whether for a kid mm-hmm. or for a wedding, is a higher end or not an everyday occurrence. So being in a discretionary industry, we've definitely seen a drop. And even though people still get married and they're not going to cancel a wedding over the economy and people still have babies and send out birth announcements, we've definitely seen the entire industry fall 20%.
I saw for the first time this year, someone sent me a Evite for a wedding. I've never heard that before. Somebody in the TV industry. And I couldn't believe it. I thought, does this person really want me to attend their wedding? Yeah. Right? I mean, are you seeing that more and more?
They just wanted the gift.
Yeah, right?
Oh, you didn't hear me say that. I see, the way I look at Evite is I see more and more of it. I, in fact, sent one out myself. I should admit that publicly. You didn't hear it. Don't tell anybody.
It's great for casual.
Well, it's great for – I had a Tupperware party. So I sent out an Evite. There's a – Evite, I've never seen a wedding one, but I'm sure they haven't. Evite to me are people that would never have sent out an invitation are now turning to an Evite. So I feel like it's mostly getting to an audience that it might have just been a phone call to six friends, or you call six people, I'll call six people. So rather than a phone call and then have to remember who I called, remember mm-hmm. who said yes, get all the messages back on phone voicemail, and I got to remember to write them down. It's a wonderful alternative. And in some ways, I do like it. And in some ways, I think it takes a phone call, quick, very informal invitation, and honestly makes it a little more formal. And I know they can be casual. Very rarely do I really see a wedding invitation or something like that. So I feel that in some ways, maybe it complements the industry. And Evite does an excellent job, gets the word out. I love the reminders. It's better than the RSVP system of a wedding invitation. So it hits a different audience than typically you would find, like a wedding invitation or a more formal invitation. So that hasn't, I don't believe that's impacted us really at all.
Mm-hmm. And one of the things you do, I'm going to get back to this eco-friendly paper manufacturer concept from Green Paper Studio, is you plant a tree for every order.
We do. We do. When looking at an eco-friendly environment, it's not just the products that we sell. And we've learned a lot about what is eco-friendly. And there's a lot of greenwashing out there, which is the phrase for you can sort of say it's eco-friendly, but what does that mean? Like, for instance, all the bags that we buy and use at the grocery store, they're wonderful, 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 but they're not necessarily eco-friendly, mm-hmm. but they just encourage eco-friendly behavior. So one of my desires was the products really had to be eco-friendly. So they really include at least 30% of post-consumer waste, not just recycled paper, which maybe was never out in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And then every part of what we do, from I pack the materials for shipping in used boxes, everything we do is recycled, reused, But you know, it's still shipping. So I plant a tree for everyone, and I can't get around that. But actually, someone ordered something the other day. She called and needed it in New York. And I'm like, my God, if you'd called me, 2 hours earlier, it would have gone UPS, would have been regular, been cheap. But she needed it the next day. And so we had to ship it overnight because I already missed UPS, whatever. I had to get it out. And she's like, oh my God. As we're hanging with going, she goes, at least tell me you're going to walk it to UPS and not drive it over. And I'm like, but we do try in every aspect to both cover our tracks where it's with planting the tree for the carbon footprint, but it's every aspect of how we pack it, what goes in that packaging, and what we use.
And what percent, and you may not have this statistic down, but what percent of regular invitation users are willing to be eco-friendly? Or what's your guess? Is there a range? Is it 10%?
No. It's a very small range. What was exciting about the products that we have, we've had eco-friendly products here and there, as I said, nothing really great for a long time. And the things that were available were so garbage bag looking, just so rustic that I couldn't even sell them feeling good about them. But people still, I would tell you, 75% of the time when they come in the store, even when offered an eco-friendly option, they still will tend toward the color scheme that they want or the style that they want or maybe it is a brand name that they want. So I'm hoping that now with truly a quality product and these papers, you couldn't tell a difference. I didn't bring some in. I should have. But the listeners couldn't see them anyway. But the colors are rich and beautiful. They're 18 different colors. The sizes are all the same. So looking at them, I would tell you, even myself looking at them, like we have a white and an off-white. And I have other papers. I have 7 shades of white. If they get mixed up, I can't tell which is which. Mm-hmm. I mean, I can go match up the colors. So it's finally now, if the quality is such that it really, it's as good. It looks as good. It feels as good. You can't tell. I'm hoping that percentage of 10%-ish will move up.
Move up. Yeah,
move up. And that's what we're really hoping for.
A Forbes business quote, the future belongs to the things that can grow, whether it be a tree or democracy, from Kenneth Johnson said that. And I picked that, of course, for you.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Warms my heart. I would like to see eco-friendly grow, and we can plant trees and let them grow, and democracy, it's a wonderful way of the world.
We're speaking with the president of Green Paper Studio, Tracy Bloom Schwartz. Tracy, what's your leadership philosophy?
Kill them with niceness. No. Where'd that come from? To kill them. I think you can get much more with sugar than with anything else. So I believe in customer service. I believe in following through on one's word. And I like to work in a nice, friendly environment. So the nicer I can be to and with my staff, I think keeps everybody in a good mood, keeps them happy, keeps them willing to work and support ourselves internally as well as clients that come into our space.
Excellent. Well, Tracy, I want to thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Best of luck with the Forbes Boost Your Own Business competition, too.
Thank you. So, very excited.
Semi-finalist here from the Forbes Boost Your Own Business competition, president of Green Paper Studio, Tracy Bloom Schwartz. And I'm Rebecca Blacksmith, and I've enjoyed speaking with these different leaders and CEOs on today's Leaders Portfolio. I want to encourage you to nominate a leader or leadership company from the D.C. area for the 2010 Leaders Portfolio Awards at leadersportfolio.com. Maybe you have a great client and you just think, man, they are such a good leader. I wish other people can see what they're like. Well, here's your opportunity. You can nominate them. They get all kinds of publicity. They get lots of branding and they get interviewed and a whole bunch of different things by being awarded the winner of the 2010 Leaders Portfolio Awards. And something that I'm passionate about, which is young leaders, is we're also doing a Rising Leader of the Year Award, which is for, I mean, young could be, hey, 65, but it's for people who aren't yet a CEO, but kind of aspire to be and have some of those ideals. I'm Rebecca Blacksmith. I enjoy speaking with you about leadership. This has been Rebecca Blacksmith asking you, what's in your portfolio?